Heyo, welcome to No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today we have got
Priya. Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for coming today, Priya.
No worries, thank you.
Awesome. You are another LMT person. I feel like I've been on just like a streak of having LMT people
on the show. What'd you have before?
I've had a lot. Last week I had Gunho and Alex.
Okay.
And I had already had them both on the show, but I hadn't had them both on together. And so I was like, I gotta do one.
It's a different dynamic.
Of course. Yes. And this last, unfortunately you couldn't make it, but this last weekend we had a little LMT hang.
Get together. Yeah.
Oh, it was fun.
Midterm sucks. So
yeah. I had one the next morning, and so all night I kept saying to Gunho, like, you need to make sure that I get home and that I'm okay, because I have a midterm tomorrow. I felt really good about it, and I nailed it, but I was still like, you need to make sure I get home.
Right. That makes sense.
I don't know if Gunho's the best voice of reason, but he was the only one available.
Yeah, it's a little doubtful, but at least you got home.
Yeah. I talked about this before, I think like a week or so ago, but We did like a fun little LMT Zoom hangout like a couple weeks ago. Okay. And I realized on that Gunho literally lives right next to me.
That makes so much more sense when you're like, I'm outside your door. And I'm like,
yeah,
how close do they live?
I can see his building from my window. It's hilariously close. And he mentioned it and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it was right. Yeah, was that Friday? No, I'm thinking of that Friday. I'm thinking of something else. Hold on. I got to correct something I just said. Saturday, I had my midterm. Friday night was Callie's birthday party.
Right.
That was the one I went to. And I was much more reserved there because I was like, I need to be good for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sunday was the more let loose. But Friday, when I was waiting for Gunho outside of his building, I built like a little snowman on his front thing. and then I went to walk with him on Sunday, and it was still there.
Do you think it's still there now?
It's incredible. I don't know. I've been meaning to walk by and see. Because it's kind of like in between me and campus. Like I could go that way for campus.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. It's hilarious how close we are. It's literally like the corners of our properties touch, like it's that neat. Close.
Yeah,
it's fun. Yeah, but Sunday night thing was at our friend Veronica's apartment,
right?
And her building is just weird. It's so confusing, and it was hard to like understand because we walk up, and for starters, there were like people taking photos outside, so it was already a little disorienting.
Okay,
and then we walk into the building, and I didn't even notice it. Like, we walk into the building, we're in the lobby, and Gunho turns to me and he goes, was the door locked? And I went, no, it wasn't locked. I didn't even notice. We just walked right in.
Wow.
So that was the first thing.
A little weird. Yeah.
It was also one of those things where, like, on the walk in, the first door that leads to outside was a push door, but then the second door was a pull door. And so already I'm out of my element. And then we go over to where the elevators are. And like a normal building, there's two elevators. Right. But it's an elevator, a little set of stairs that go down like 5 feet, and then a second elevator. And that one says like floor one lower. And it was so confusing. And then we get in the elevator and we notice that the elevator is like the same like width and length as a normal elevator.
Yeah.
But it was tall. It was like, it had to have been like 8 feet tall.
Wow.
A huge Gunho was taller than me. He was able to put his hands fully up and not touch like the ceiling at all.
That's and, crazy. Yeah.
But
he's tall.
He is. But the buttons were so short. It was like my elevator has like three columns of all the buttons. It was like that, but sideways. It was like three rows on the bottom of the panel.
Who's designing this? What?
It's a disorienting building.
Seriously weird. Wow. Yeah. Someone just thought, I'm going to be different.
It's funny you mentioned how tall Gunho is. when Gun-ho and I got there, it was, I'm about to name a bunch of names and then I'll explain afterwards for the audience who these people are. So when Gun-ho and I got there, it was me and Gun-ho and then Veronica, Jenna, and Laura.
Okay.
And they were already there.
Right.
And so for the audience, that means nothing. But what that means is it's like two of the tallest people with three of the shortest. So
true.
It was very funny walking around.
That is true. Wow. I mean, I don't think anyone is taller than you guys in the entire cast anyways.
Crawford's taller than me.
Oh, really?
That means, yeah. Whoa. I assume he's like taller. Gun-ho is like only a little taller than me. But he's a huge man.
Mm-hmm.
When I first, because I'm also an LMT exec.
Right.
When I first joined execs, I'm not even that tall in execs.
Oh.
Because Crawford's an exec.
Right.
Laura's fiance, Liam, he's taller.
God, Ryan!
Yeah, we saw her and we saw the ring. It was so nice. It's funny because they were both on the show this year before they got engaged.
Like separately or together?
Together. They were a joint episode. And now they're engaged. And it's fun. That's what we do with the No Show. We make couples happen.
Oh wow.
Oh. Yeah, it was fun. I know my watch is buzzing. This is such a 180 in the conversation. Did you ever play Tiny Towers?
No, what is that?
Oh my god. What? It was this game and it was huge in like the mid 2000s.
Interesting.
And so like I remember like my parents playing it on their phones because like iPhones were very new.
Right.
And like my parents, so I would play it on their iPhones and I just got back into it. And it's like it's one of those games where like I mentioned to someone that I'm playing it and they're like, oh my god, I haven't heard of that game in 10 years.
Oh.
But you're just like building ooh, floors in an apartment.
Wait, yeah. I played that before, but it's called something different.
Really? There's like different versions of it.
Yeah.
The and one that I'm playing build,
like different floors and like they sell things, they have a theme. Oh my god, I hate that.
Oh, it's so good. Wow. I'm playing Tiny Tower Vegas. The original Tiny Tower does not hold up. Vegas, yeah, like it has different things for you to do.
Fair. Yeah, it was definitely under a different name for me. I cannot remember.
Like, but I've been so into it. And I pulled it out. I was just playing on it at Callie's party. And Gun-ho looked over and he just goes, are you seriously playing Tiny Tower right now at a party? I was like, I gotta focus on my tower.
It's too fun.
Yeah. Ooh. I just got like disoriented. I couldn't find anything on my computer.
It's okay.
I was looking for the timer. There's a little timer in the corner so I can see how long we've been going for. And I just had like a brain glitch and I could not find it. I've been having a lot of those just like random dumb things of like just like messing things up that I do like every day.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one on the list then?
Yes. I've not been able to find anything on my thing. Yesterday I went to the bathroom and I stood up, I reached back and I flushed. And then when I reached over to put like the toilet lid down, I flushed again.
Okay.
I just like by instinct, I just grabbed it and I flushed. And then I was like, why did I do that? And then I carried about my day. But it was, I do that so much.
You excited for rehearsals to start again?
Yes. Ooh, that'll be nice. Being able to actually do like musical stuff in person again.
No, literally, just rehearsing in my room is kind of sad.
I keep forgetting to learn my lines.
Ooh.
And then I keep seeing my script on my shelf and going, oh, you need to learn your lines.
Yeah, I could be doing this, but I also could be watching a movie.
Exactly, yeah. I still haven't seen, like, the Fame movie.
You need to watch it.
I haven't. I remember I've seen, like, they sent us that version.
Right.
Like, someone put on the same version that we're putting on.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing trailers for the Fame reboot.
Ooh. That,
like, 2009, they did, like, a Fame reboot. I remember seeing the trailers for it. And I looked it up when we started doing Fame because I remembered it. And and it flopped horribly.
Yeah, I know.
Which I guess would have been expected.
No, yeah, it makes sense. But the original is really good. It's very different, mm-hmm. like the original movie from the musical. Mm-hmm. But it's a good movie.
Yeah. What I love about the musical is that the musical acknowledges the movie.
It does.
Like, in the musical, we had, like, a read-through, and when that happened, I think I out loud said, what? I was like, they actually, like, admit that it exists.
It's like, ever since that movie came out, all these kids are going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. I remember that.
I'm trying to find, like, the plot, just the synopsis of the reboot movie.
It's not good, so.
Fame reboot. Oh, I'm seeing, like, old articles. Fame.
Probably all critics.
Wikipedia. Yeah, it's a loose remake. I guess that there's. Oh. Wait, there was a TV series?
For Fame?
There's a Fame, because I see that, like, one of the actors in the reboot was all, it said that she was also in the original movie, and it says, and the subsequent television show.
Whoa, it definitely flopped then. There's no way.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
That's why, like, I was thinking to myself, like, I remember seeing the trailers for the 2009 movie, but not, like, ever hearing about it again. And I didn't know why that was. Janet Jackson was in the TV show.
Wow.
Consulting producer David De Silva, he wrote the musical.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was involved. I don't think he was involved in the original movie. David
De
Silva.
No, I don't think so.
I don't have anywhere to put this. I grabbed it and then realized that my desk is covered in other stuff. TV series produced, ran for 5 years.
The TV show?
Yeah.
What?
I guess. Oh my God. It was actually a huge success.
Stop.
No, it led to, like, concert tours, hit records.
So is it kind of like a Glee thing?
I think so. It says, like, despite its success, only a few of the actors remained high profile careers. I guess they did like a reunion in 2008. Alexa, I don't think I said anything that sounded like.
No, literally, here's a story. Last semester, I was studying for my exams, like my final exam, and no one was in the house because all my roommates had already left. And I'm literally just pacing back and forth because I'm trying to memorize stuff. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say anything remotely close to Siri. And it went off and said, I'm here.
That is creepy.
And it was dead silent. I was the only one in the house. I was so scared. I don't know how I survived that night. It was terrible.
Oh, wow.
Goes off whenever. Yeah.
I have, like, the same thing all the time. Oof. Yeah, I'm going through, like, the cast. I don't recognize anybody from the cast.
Except for Janet Jackson.
Yeah, you can tell when you look at, like, the cast of, like, an old show, you can tell who is no longer famous because their like cast photo is from like the time that the show was made.
Makes sense.
Like those are the only photos of them.
Yeah,
I don't know that person. I see as I read through the character names, I can tell like who is who.
Right. Yeah.
Because
like
the old movie and our musical have like the same like characters. Ooh. You know what I mean? Kind of the same like Leroy, Coco Hernandez.
Right. Wow, I need to watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Sounds interesting.
Wow. Janet Jackson, I don't think, was even that big of a character. She's pretty far down the list. Betty White, wasn't it?
What?
Betty White, R.I.P.
Betty, yeah, R.I.P.
I knew my...
Wow.
When... Because when the news broke that Betty White died, oh, I was back home because it was like Christmas break, and my sister was also back home, and my sister was like, I totally called that she was gonna die soon, and I just went, well, she was 99.
But
there was,
I don't know,
the week before it happened, all I kept seeing was stuff about like Betty White's about to turn 100, and I just kept going, we need to stop making these kinds of posts because we're actively manifesting her death.
No, literally, we're putting it happened. There.
I was like, of course she died.
No, oh my god, I was so upset when I read that. Oh, I don't know, I feel like she was the 1%. I was like, she's gonna live forever.
Oh, I wonder if the Fame TV show follows like the same format as everything else, where it goes by like the years.
Ooh.
Because that's what like the movies do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would be like a lot slower, right? Because of five years, like five seasons, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Wow. I was talking to when we did like for Christmas break, we did our kind of like a run through of all that we had figured out. And I was talking to Gun Ho, who was in it. And I'm about to totally spoil the show for any audience members who have not seen it. But like the ending scene where we're all singing the big finale song.
Right.
It was that, and it was the scene where like your character comes back briefly before, spoiler alert, dying.
Ooh.
And I was talking to Gun Ho.
Oh,
and Gun Ho was like, it's funny to me that like my character is like the first character to be friends with her character, and I just don't care at all about her death. Like, he never comes in.
Yeah, he doesn't.
It's very
wow.
It's almost like half of us, I keep saying that like he should act really surprised when they say that you died at the end.
He should. I mean, we were friends, like good friends. And it's just like,
it's like so many of us are missing in that one scene.
No, literally, because when I was reading it, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm friends with this guy, like from the beginning of the read through. But I guess there were too many people on stage, so they had to take out one or two in there. So exactly. Why not?
Yeah. So we're talking about movies so much, we can jump into the first game of the episode.
All right.
Which kind of goes along with movies.
Okay.
So I've been seeing a lot of announcements about like movies that are coming out in 2022.
Yes.
And most of them just look so weird, and it's very clear that we're officially running out of movie ideas. So they're just making whatever.
What are some of the
movies? Well, we're gonna find out. So the way I'm gonna briefly describe a movie coming out in 2022, and you're trying to guess, is it real or did I make it up?
Oh, okay, that's a good game. All right, okay.
All right. Okay, so first one, an IT worker with extreme agoraphobia is forced to leave her apartment after discovering evidence of a murder.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's real, I'll read like the actual description.
That's real. That's the with what's her name? Christine's isn't it? It's the house, the window woman. There's so many words in that title. I have no idea. I remember seeing the trailer for it.
So, I'll give you the point because it is real.
Okay.
And I know what you're thinking of, but this is a different one.
No.
I don't actually know what that one's about, but I've heard of it. I've heard of the one. The one is like Kristen. Oh my god, I can't think of her name either.
What's her last name?
She was
name?
In The Good Place.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell, that's it. Yeah. I know what you mean. I keep seeing like TikToks about that one. This one is called Kimmy. Stars. Who's in it? I don't remember her name. I think Zoe Kravitz is her name.
Oh, okay.
Kimmy, a tech worker with agoraphobia, discovers recorded evidence of a violent crime, but is met with resistance when she tries to report it. Seeking justice, she must do the thing she fears the most. She must leave her apartment. Ooh.
Oh.
Wow. I think that one might be out now.
Wow. Exciting. Sorry, my roommate is just... You're welcome!
It's okay.
okay. Yeah, we got her a birthday card, so she was just saying thank you.
Oh, nice. But,
yeah, no, I definitely mix those two up.
I know what you mean. Like, I want to look up what the Kristen Bell was about. Kristen Bell.
Yeah, there's house, that's what I'm googling. The house across the street from the woman in the window. Across, I don't even know.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try. It's too many words.
The woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window.
That's
pretty funny. I like that. That's really funny.
They really couldn't come up with anything shorter.
I see. I like that because that's like a twist on the original thing. I think like where the one that I just described, I think is like a serious take on it.
Yeah. But
I like that where you take something old and you make like a joke out of it.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. Real. So next one, a group of astronauts discover an identical planet Earth light years away.
What?
Real or fake?
And I. Identical planet. That's fake. There's no way.
It is fake. You are correct about that.
Okay. One. I mean, I was like, there's no way we're out of that many ideas. Like,
it's loosely based on. There's an old like sci-fi novel full of like stories of like the first expeditions to Mars.
Oh, okay.
And one of them has like the same theme. Of like they get there and they find that they land in like their hometown.
Oh, okay.
And it's a whole thing. I can explain it later, but it's very good. All right. Great job so far. Next one. A pair of brothers return to an ancient society they discovered years ago and set out on an adventure with an old friend.
I'm gonna say that's real.
It is real.
What is it? What's the movie?
It is the new Ice Age movie.
Whoa!
This one, I'm so disappointed in this what? Movie. I this love the one. Ice Age movies. This is like, it's like, they, like, the whole point is that, do you remember, like, I think it's the third movie, they go to, like, the dinosaur thing?
Yes. Yeah.
The whole point is they go back to the dinosaur thing. And they hang out with like that guy that they met, Buck Wild. Right. And I saw that and I was like, oh, that feels more like a TV show and not like a movie. I've been seeing stuff for this and I keep thinking that it's a TV show. And I've been like, oh, that's cool. They're kind of doing like an own take and they're focusing on like the two brothers.
Right.
And then I saw it was a movie and I was like, oh, really? that's the next Ice Age movie?
No, I think I actually also thought it was a TV show because I remember seeing a trailer for it.
I assume, yeah,
I don't know, something about, yeah,
it doesn't feel like it's like the next Ice Age movie. No, you know what I mean? It feels like a side spinoff. There had to have been an Ice Age TV show by now.
Oh, I'm sure, like just like a like purely cartoon based Ice Age that was just on TV. Yeah, right.
The series. Oh, I don't know if it actually was a big thing.
Probably not. I mean, the movies are pretty good.
Yeah,
something about the trailer just, it shows kind of like it's a TV show.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's one of those like, when like an old franchise like this goes on for a point, mm-hmm. where like the main characters, those actors are too famous to come back like 20 years later.
Yeah.
So they focus on the side characters.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Okay. Next one. French King Louis XIV captures a mermaid and steals her life force in an attempt to gain immortality.
Oh my god. That sounds so interesting. I kind of want it to be real. I'm going to say it's real.
It is real.
Oh, yay! I want to watch it.
It's called The King's Daughter. The description, hoping to achieve immortality, King Louis XIV captures a mermaid and steals her life force. But a discovery by his illegitimate daughter threatens to ruin the king's plan.
Ooh. Wow. I like that. I also just have a really like deep fascination about mermaids. So
that's true. Yeah. It is funny to me because King Louis XIV is played by Pierce Brosnan.
Oh,
and they're really like, look at the king in this movie. And it's funny to me because King Louis XIV is a famously unattractive king.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, well-known for being unattractive.
But they got Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. All right.
Pierce Brosnan. Who else is in it? I can't tell. Who plays his daughter? Pierce Brosnan and... Oh, I know her. What was she in? She was the girl in Maze Runner.
Oh! What's her name?
Kea Scodelario.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Exciting.
I love her. She's amazing.
Mm. Next one. This is a musical rom-com about the War of 1812, where a man tries to evade military service.
It's a musical?
It's a musical rom-com, yes.
About 1812?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting. I'm going to say fake.
It is fake. I totally made that one up.
Oh, my God. Okay, because... I don't know. I wouldn't picture someone making a musical about that.
I thought it'd be funny to have like a musical rom-com about a war. And I was like, what's one of the most obscure wars I can choose?
Yeah, you picked a great one.
Love it. Yeah. It's fun. Next one, a documentary about the people who write fortune cookie messages.
Stop. A documentary?
Documentary, yes.
Whoa. I'm gonna say that's real.
This one is fake.
I got it wrong. No.
You almost had a clean sweep.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to know about it, so I was like, maybe someone else had the same idea and wanted to make a documentary. Like, who knows?
Oh. I'm having technical issues. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
I'm back. Awesome. My technical issue was I hit the off button on my computer by accident.
Oh, so smart.
It's right next to the backspace, and so I constantly hit it when I'm typing notes. Fortune cookie donkey. I'm actually looking up if it's a real one because I thought I should double check.
I think, yeah. That would be cool.
I think so, yeah.
I wouldn't watch the whole thing, but I think it would be interesting. Like, if there is any history, I don't know much about it.
There's one, there's an old, stand-up comedian had a bit where he talked about a fake documentary about, like, them abbreviating all the U.S. states.
Oh.
And how, like, there's so many, like, repeating letters that it was really difficult.
Yeah.
And I wish that were real. I would totally watch that.
I would definitely watch that.
Okay, last one. Here we go. After making a crucial mistake, a sorcerer must save the multiverse and battle enemies from other dimensions.
That has to be real.
It is real. It is also called Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. I saw that trailer like so many times.
Yeah. I watched the trailer at the party on Sunday.
Oh, really? Okay.
I forgot. I knew we left like right as like the Super Bowl was starting. And I said to myself, I made mental note. I was like, check social media because there's supposed to be a TV spot for the new Doctor Strange movie
The game. Wow. But,
I remember, I used to watch the Super Bowl just to watch it. Just like, might as well watch it.
It's an experience.
And the commercials can be fun sometimes.
Yeah.
And that was when they had the first TV spot for Endgame. And I had no idea that it was coming, and it was incredible. It was like, oh. I'm still mad about this. Last year at the Super Bowl, they had a TV spot for... Elon Musk's like rocket launch, and it was one of his launches that he was doing. It was the one where it was like you could go, like it's the first one with untrained civilians. And it had that year. It was right before then they had announced that they would at some point be making a Fantastic Four MCU movie, and the Elon Musk like commercial.
Yeah,
it started by showing the spacesuits. and the spacesuits all had a 4 logo on it, like the logo that said 4.
Right, right.
And I started freaking out, and then it was like SpaceX, and I just went, oh my God. I was so excited.
Wow. They should. Oh, I love Fantastic Four. It's been so long since I watched that movie. Wow.
Well, they're saying that, like, they're saying they're probably going to introduce Reed Richards in the new Doctor Strange movie. Because they're saying, like, I've heard a little about this, but there's the part in the trailer where he's in front of, like, the panel of people.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Patrick Stewart's Professor X is talking to him.
Oh my God.
I know that, like, I don't read a lot of comics, but I know that in the comics there's like the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think it's like Tony Stark, Reed Richards, Professor X, and they pretty much like they just like have a lot of power.
Yeah.
And they kind of like oversee the multiverse. And right. I know it's a big thing in the comics, but
yeah, that, probably.
It'd be a great way to introduce them.
Yeah. It would, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I looked up this. There's a lot of Marvel stuff coming out this year.
What else other than
Doctor There's Doctor Strange, Thor, the new Thor, Thor Love and Thunder. Yeah. Black Panther 2 is coming out.
Oh, seriously? It's,
I think that. I wonder if that's going to get delayed because they keep having issues with that one.
Interesting.
Mainly with. I'm totally blanking on her name. I'm totally blanking on the name of the actress. She plays Shuri. Letitia Wright? Yeah, Letitia Wright. Because Wright is a big anti-vaxxer.
Ooh.
And so they've talked about, like, so everyone's saying, like, she might get fired because she's not getting vaccinated to work on the movie. Yeah. And they're like, we just need to make this movie.
Yeah.
so we could like, tell people what the plan is after Chadwick Boseman unfortunately passed away. And it was also like people were saying, hey, in the comics Shuri becomes Black Panther, Shuri could be Black Panther in the MCU. And now they're like, Shuri is not gonna be Black Panther in the MCU anytime soon.
Not at all, not anytime soon.
Oh man,
damn. Oh, it's so stressful. It's just like we want to get the movie done, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you a big MCU fan?
I wouldn't say big because I know people who are like big fans and they know a lot. I know like a little more than the average person, I guess. Right. So awesome. I do like definitely love the Marvel Universe more than DC. I'm sorry for DC fans, but. No,
I feel that 100%.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's just superior.
Mm. Of course. Yeah. No, yeah, I am. A huge MCU fan. And
all right, it's your a fun time. Favorite superhero?
Oh, I think in Marvel it's Spider-Man. I just love Spider-Man.
Oh my God! You know, every person I ask, yes,
every tall, skinny, nerdy guy loves Spider-Man. Growing up,
fair.
I did a class for a semester on like it was like organizational behavior, and there was a thing on like. We had like a week about like debating, and we did like an in-class exercise where she put us in groups, and she was like, you're gonna be debating for or against like a notable figure. And she gave my team Tony Stark, like MCU Tony Stark. And so we get in our breakout rooms, and they were like, everyone was like, guys, I know nothing about the MCU. And I was like, I actually am a pretty big MCU fan, and I dominated that debate.
Oh, I and love that.
People were in the chat like, this guy knows what he's talking about with Tony Stark.
Were you for or against?
I was for.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And good. I'm Team Iron Man all the way.
Yes, he's my favorite. Team Cap.
Stuff yes. Here.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, love it. Looking at. I always, every episode this happens, I have like a second monitor and I have like my episode outline, the games, and then a few other tabs that pertain to the games. Mm-hmm. And I always just get so distracted just clicking around the different stuff. Like I'm just looking through all my tabs and I'm like, yeah, those are good tabs.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I usually record this in the evening.
Yeah.
And so I can't take my ADHD meds after 2, or they'll keep me awake all night. And so the last one I take is like right before 2. And so usually by this time, I'm just, my brain is all over the place.
I understand.
So, don't worry. I'm looking through all like the superhero movies coming out this year. I'm like, whoa.
No, it's gonna be good.
They just gave like, I know that DC did just give like a look at a lot of their movies coming out.
Isn't like the new Batman coming out?
Yeah. Yeah, they
with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like for something, but they just kind of like released almost like they released like a trailer for the year of movies.
Oh,
and
wow.
They gave like a lot more looks at what they have coming out this year.
Nice.
Yeah. The Robert Pattinson movie does look really good.
Yeah.
I keep seeing stuff for it and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't watched a movie with him in like a really long time. So it's
true,
just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's going to be like with him as Batman. Like, I don't know.
I don't think I've seen many Robert Pattinson movies.
No, honestly, after Twilight, that was my cutoff.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking through, I'm trying to find it. I've seen at least one of the Twilights. And
you haven't seen all of them?
Harry Potter. I think I've only seen one and maybe like half of another one. I don't know if I've seen him in.
Oh, yeah, he was in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I have seen Harry Potter. I've seen the first Twilight.
Fire, I think. Pardon? That he was in Goblet of Fire. He was in?
Yeah, Goblet of Fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I've seen like the first. I want to say I've seen like the first 10 minutes of all the other Twilights, but I've only seen the entirety of the first one.
Oh my god. You need to watch all the way through. It's so, I like it. Even though it's cringy, I like it.
We watched, I remember when I watched the first Twilight movie all the way through. It was like fall reading week last year.
And that was the first time you watched it?
Yeah, the full way through. I remember because we were all hanging out, like me and my friends from Sarnia, and my ex is a huge fan of the movies.
Okay.
And she made us, and we had been broken up at this point, and she made us watch it, and it like, it was too long to be a movie that you can laugh at, I found. You know what I mean? Like, you can watch a movie with your friends and laugh at how bad it is.
Yeah.
Twilight was just so long. Like, by the end of it, I was like, we got to watch something else. I'm so tired of this.
Well, yeah, makes sense. It is. How long is it? Like, Twilight hour and something?
I totally forgot how long it was. It's 2 hours.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, that is long. Wow.
That feels long for 2008.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and I haven't read the books, but I assume that it follows the book pretty closely, and that's why it's too long. I mean, that's why it's so long.
I only read the first book, and it didn't follow exactly, but I guess, yeah, pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think the cringy acting took, you know, a little bit more time.
Yeah.
So definitely.
I wonder what's the runtime of the Percy Jackson movie?
I love the Percy Jackson.
See, we're talking, you love the movie?
Of course.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of the books.
I read the books so too.
I do think I watched the movie before I read the book. So I do have, you know, like, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
On its own. And then you read the books and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah. No, they're great. Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, they are like fun movies. Just to see like the really weird Percy Jackson world.
No, yeah, it's unique, honestly.
Yeah. Have you listened to the Percy Jackson musical?
No, I haven't.
It's so good.
I keep meaning to, and then I just listen to something else. But it pops up on my Instagram all the time. And I've seen clips here and there. Mm. But I've never listened to the soundtrack. Probably should.
It's funny too, because so it was on Broadway for a little bit, and the Broadway Percy, name is Chris McCarroll. Very nice guy. I follow him on social medias.
Nice.
And my first year when I was like trying to get into LMT stuff, someone that I knew was like, hey, I know a guy who does LMT stuff. I'll have him message you. And so you might have met it like Jack Dean.
Jack.
You might have heard of him. I met him a bunch of times since. Very nice guy. Mm. And I noticed when I first met him that he's followed by Chris McCarroll on Instagram.
Whoa.
And I was like, dude, you know the Broadway Percy Jackson? And he was like, yeah, I did like a workshop with him.
Whoa.
I was so blown away.
That's sick.
It was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, loved it.
Oh, now I have to listen to it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So we can go into the second game.
All right.
I do have two games. Okay, this game I think is trickier. But I was trying to do like whenever I like bump into you in person, it's always on my street.
It is.
You walk that way. I always walk by you on like the same like 10 feet stretch.
No,
that's always where we see each other.
Yeah.
And so I tried to make up a game of like King Street trivia, but I found out King Street trivia is some of the most boring trivia I've ever seen in my life.
All right. Good.
And so instead, I'm half winning this game, I'll be honest.
You're winning what game?
Like winning, like I'm kind of improvising it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
If it's like, I'll adjust it if it's too hard. So the way it works, I've collected a list of some of the weirdest streets in the world. I'm going to describe a street to you, and then I'm going to give you the continent that the street is in. You're trying to guess the country.
No.
Does that make sense?
Okay. All right.
All right. Ready? Okay. Okay. First one. This street is 6 feet 9 inches long. Shortest street in the world. But it does have an actual like address on it. There is a building that's address is like one this street. It is in Europe, is your continent.
And I just have to guess the country?
Yes. Trying to guess the country.
Do I get any hints? Because there are many countries in Europe.
You know what? I'll let you ask me a question for each round to help narrow it down.
Oh my God.
Also, you know what? Could be yes or no, could not be yes or no.
So it has to be yes or no question.
No, it doesn't have to be. I'll give you that. Because I understand how confusing difficult this game could be.
Okay. All right, I have a question. How many letters are in the name of the country?
How many letters? There are 8 letters in the name of this country.
Okay, not that one. Ooh, I'm genuinely thinking I'm not going to get it, but I'm just going to keep thinking.
When I made this game, I had the hardest time figuring out like what to make you guess. I was like, I don't know how to make this an actual game.
This is hard.
So we're doing countries.
A country, the shortest street. I feel like this is just like luck. I just have to guess something. Yeah. Wow.
I'll tell you something else. I think a lot of people think that this country has 9 letters in its name. I think you could make that spelling mistake quite easily, if that helps. I don't know if that actually helps.
I don't think that helps. Wow. I'm going through so many, like, names. Mm-hmm. Why can't I think of more? Oh, I have a map on my desk. Whoa. Wait, I completely forgot. Okay. Oh, this is so much better. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope. Okay. I feel like the rest of the time is just gonna be the one question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is it Scotland?
It is Scotland, that is correct.
Yes! Oh my God!
Ebenezer plays Scotland. It has and there's number one bistro, part of a hotel. On, like, an intersection.
Interesting.
Very fun.
Shortest street in the world.
Yes. All right. Good job so far. Now we go on to number two.
No.
This is the widest street in the world. Oh. I think there's 12 lanes. I think it's like 300 feet across. It literally has stoplights for you to cross it. It has like three stoplights for people to cross it. Mm-hmm. It's one street.
All right. What continent?
Oh, what continent? South America.
Okay.
I'm going to do Google search to make sure that I'm right because I'm not totally confident.
Wow. South America. Jeez, the widest street.
South America. I am correct about that.
All right. Let me see here. All right, I have a question.
Yes.
Is it the north or south of South America?
Let me go to Google Maps.
I don't want to ask the same question, so I was like, let's make it harder.
It is the south half of South America. South America. That's
the widest street. Okay. Is it Argentina?
It is Argentina.
Whoa! Okay.
It is 9 to Julio Avenue in Argentina. It is, just huge. Apparently, it was built for 50 years. Wow.
Whoa, it took 50 years to build it? Is that what you're saying?
I guess so, yeah.
Like 50, not 15?
50, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it says that it was the world's widest street in the 1980s. I don't know if it still is. I hope it is. Okay. That'd be cool. Yeah. There's like a really steep street in New Zealand that kept coming up when I was Googling it, but I didn't like, I was like, what continent is New Zealand? That like Oceania? I didn't want to make you think of Oceania.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Oceania.
Next one. Next one. The street is home to a street market that every once in a while a train passes through. There's like railway along the street and a train just goes right through, so everyone like moves their stuff onto like steps of buildings,
right? Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it is in Asia, so I know that really narrows it down.
That gave me the biggest clue I could ever think of. Wow.
I keep having moments of like I'm worried that I'm getting the continent wrong, and then I stop and I go, that's like very clearly in Asia.
You don't have a lot of choices with continents.
So it's a country that like you hear the name and you go, oh, that's in Asia, but I keep second guessing myself.
Interesting. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna have to go with my first question, like how many letters are in the name, because
how many letters?
Yeah.
There are there's 8 letters.
4 to 8. Okay.
I couldn't tell if I counted like 4 or 5 in the first half, and then I was like,
no, it makes sense. Wow. Asia. Sheesh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I highly doubt it's my first guess, but
that's where Wuhan is. I just saw it on the thing, and I was like, oh. No. It's like I would hear the name a lot in the start of COVID, and now I'm like, oh, I can actually place it on a map.
Oh, this is the one that has a train, right? Oh, okay.
Yes. You've probably like seen a video of it. I'd heard of this one before.
Interesting. I doubt I have. But let me, I don't know. Is it this is kind of a stupid question. Very like well-known country, like people like,
I would say very like, well known.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Okay, I'm just going to go with a guess. Thailand.
It is Thailand.
Stop!
Well done.
You're kidding! Whoa, that was going to be my first guess. I shouldn't have overthought. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, it is the Mekong Railway Market. And yeah, I've seen a lot of videos of it. It's literally just like it's like the street, and then people just kind of move their stuff out of the way when the train comes. It's pretty funny. Cool. Yeah.
Like the entire like street is just the train track kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's awesome.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Next one. this one, it's called the Magic Roundabout. It is five mini roundabouts, and they surround one giant roundabout. And it is in Europe.
Oh my god. Wow, I'm just fast. Five mini roundabouts. Like, wow. Like, for what? Like, why would you design roads like that?
I kind of snuck a hint in there that it's called the Magic Roundabout. So the name is not in a foreign language. If that helps. It's somewhere that they speak the same language that we do.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Is it England?
It is England. That is correct.
I feel like they do stuff like that over there. So
what is it? It explained it, but I don't quite understand it. With five known points of entry, it's a fixture. So it's... The five mini roundabouts, they go clockwise, and that means that the larger roundabout in the middle goes counterclockwise.
Ooh,
that's weird. Why not just one big roundabout? Why the five small
ones? It's for what? Like, you want it to be special? There's many other ways to do that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Using the drivers. Well, damn.
Okay. There's two more. Here we go.
All right. Oh my god. Next one.
This is the longest single street in the world at 1900 kilometers. Ooh. And the continent is North America. So 50-50 chance.
Is it? The longest street?
Mm-hmm. Longest single street in the world.
Is it? I feel like I might know the street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take a guess. Is it Yonge Street?
It is Yonge Street, yes.
So Ontario then.
I actually didn't know that Yonge Street was the longest street in the world.
It popped up
and I was like, oh, nice.
I didn't know it was the longest, but I know it's really long because I've driven down it. But, wow.
I think it's like there are definitely like, you can definitely drive routes that are longer. Obviously, I think it's like the longest single street where like the name is the same from start to finish.
Yeah.
Connects Lake Ontario and Lake Simcoe. Wow.
Huh.
Very cool. Yeah, and then last one, you could clean sweep this.
Oh my god. Okay. No pressure.
So this. Oh, okay. I just clarify that. Hold on. I need to just double check the continent of this one.
Okay. No, that means I feel like I might not get it. Okay.
One second.
Stare at the map for a bit.
I think I have it. I think I got it. Okay.
Okay.
So this street it's a downhill street and you ride down it on a couch with wheels.
I'm sorry, did you say couch?
My couch would be, it's like a really old thing. Like Ernest Hemingway wrote this. He's well known for writing this. And it is in Europe. I'm going to be honest, did not know this country was in Europe. I thought it was in South America.
Stop, I'm scared. Wait.
I fully thought it was South America when I made this game.
Then it has to be... it could be one of two.
Oh, I think that is a hint in its own. Yeah.
No, because a long time ago, I had the similar thought that it could have been South America, but then I was like, wait a second. It has... Okay, this would probably be the biggest hint, but what letter does it start with?
With the letter P.
It is Portugal.
It is Portugal. That is correct. No, yeah, because they speak Portuguese in Brazil, yeah. I fully thought it was in South America. And then I got confused because I Googled it and it said Europe, but then also Africa. And so I had to go to like the Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it's like, I guess like a little bit of it's in Africa.
Mm.
And so it's a little.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Cause that, like it says it's Europe still in the like Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's still connected to Spain and like Spain connected to France. Yeah. So I just feel like Europe makes more sense.
Yeah, I think same as like Russia. Russia is one of those confusing the ones. The motherland. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. How exciting. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yay!
I have Google Maps open now. I'm going to be way more distracted.
No, oh my God. Wow. I was not expecting that to go well.
Whew, I was... Well done. You just kept nailing it.
I mean, if I didn't get a chance to ask a question, this could have gone on forever.
That's true, yeah. No, yeah, I was just like, how can I actually make this, like, a game that's possible to win? And not fair. Just... incredibly difficult.
You need to play this with someone else so I can see like if I'm actually good at this or if just everyone can do it.
I have such like a loose grasp on like geography. I don't get geography at all, so this would be impossible for me.
I think I'm just lucky to have a map in front of me.
Yeah, exactly. Like as you were thinking of it, I was just scrolling around like Google Maps, and I kept like finding things that I didn't know where they were. Like I was like, oh, that's there. I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
I know. There's some countries that I just know because of how it was like described to me where these countries are, and that always stuck in my head. And India is one of those because we focused when I was in elementary school, and we learned about tectonic plates.
Yeah,
they explain to us how like the Nepal mountain range is there because India just kind of smashed up against, and it's why India looks so like out of place. It's just like a weird chunk. That's where Sri Lanka is. I didn't know that's where Sri Lanka was. This is what I mean. I looked out and I was like, Sri Lanka's an island
The island right at the tip down there.
I did not know that. I thought it was like mainland.
A lot of people think that like it's in India, so like Sri Lankan people are Indian. It's not true.
There's just so many countries. I scroll around and I'm like, there's so many countries.
There's way too many.
Oh my God, there's so many. What I love is when you get to like an area where they all like end in the same thing, like land. Oh, like
A-N or
Like A-N-E. I had a weird brain fart where I was like Thai, like for Thailand, I was like, how many letters is Thai? And that's why I said four. It's because I went Thai is four letters. Because I also was looking at Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I gotta get it straight.
Two different. Yeah.
Classic. So that is all the time that we have for this week. Thank you so much, Priya, for coming on. It was a very fun time. And we'll see everybody. Really cool. We'll see everybody next week.